Hi, Steve. So just a couple of days ago at Tesla's Cyber Rodeo event, Elon Musk shared something big, that Tesla is working on a dedicated robotaxi vehicle. And I think this is a big piece of Tesla's upcoming Master Plan Part 3. So I want to dive into some real-time thoughts on this. All right, so what does it mean that Tesla is working on a dedicated robotaxi? I think first off, it implies that Tesla is going to build their own Tesla-owned fleet of robotaxis, and this is going to be a separate new vehicle that Tesla designs from the ground up. The design will be focused on ride hailing. So let's say easy entry exit, people can do work and entertainment in their cars easily. And this robotaxi probably be built to last over 1 million miles, if not, a couple million miles. Also, this could provide Tesla a place to invest cash. So they sell consumer cars, they pay expenses, right, with that profit, but with the leftover money, they can actually make robotaxis and build their own fleet. All right, so here's a sample business model. It's very, very rough, but just to give you some ideas. If a single robotaxi can drive, let's say, 100,000 miles per year, and they charge people on the robotaxi network, let's say, 25 cents per mile, that's $25,000 of revenue for each robotaxi. Let's say you minus about 10 cents per mile for operating costs. This is electricity, cost of cleaning, maintenance, and the cost to operate the robotaxi network. Then you're left with $15,000 of operating profit per robotaxi at scale. So if you have 10 million robotaxis out on the streets, that's $150 billion of operating profit per year. And if you boost that up to 50 million robotaxis, let's say on the streets, that's $750 billion of operating profit per year. If you put a 30 times multiple to these numbers, you're looking at a $4.5 trillion to $37.5 trillion market cap valuation, right? That robotaxi can add to Tesla's market cap. Now, disclaimer, there are a ton of assumptions, right? Lots of things can go wrong. Nothing is guaranteed. So you can input your own numbers. I'm not trying to prove that these numbers are realistic per se. I'm just saying in the case that Tesla can deliver these numbers, what could the possible valuation be? All right, so what would the cost per million robotaxis add up to? All right, so what would be the cost per million robotaxis, let's say, to build them? So for 1 million robotaxis, let's say it costs $25,000 per vehicle to build, that would be $25 billion in cost. Tesla could start slow in certain geographic localities with looser regulations, for example, Chandler, Arizona, and then they can scale from there. Also, they could use profits to build robotaxis, or they could raise capital in a stock offering, or they can take out like a big loan and take out many loans actually to build robotaxis in the future. Now, there are certain risks of a dedicated robotaxi model. First off, it's very difficult to predict the exact timing of level four autonomous driving. It's kind of like a moving target. It's very difficult to know when you've reached, right, that safety level that regulators will approve a robotaxi. Also, Tesla could prioritize robotaxi production, let's say in their future plans, over consumer vehicles. But if robotaxi rolls out slower than expected, it could hurt their overall production. Also, another thing is, the question is, will Tesla release a cheaper consumer model as well, or will they kind of keep this robotaxi just as a fleet-owned vehicle? A couple other notes kind of on this thought of robotaxi as a dedicated product or vehicle is that Elon has mentioned several times the factory is the product. So the prototype or the actual robotaxi is actually going to be easy to make or design compared to the actual production. Because Tesla is going to need to design an entire factory and many processes to build this robotaxi model cheaper, better, and faster than any other, right, vehicle they've ever done before. We're talking about thousands of improvements and innovations that are all brought together, right, in the factory. And the result is going to be a stellar product with amazing margins. People aren't going to get it. Like, why is Tesla making like crazy margins, right, off of this product? But this is the result, right, of a lot of hard work from many, many Tesla teams bringing together, right, improvements in innovation. All right, I think autonomous driving in a bigger picture will radically change the world. Elon Musk has referred to this as a very rare event in human history where certain things happen that change the course of history in such a profound way. I think one way to understand this is we're going from exerting a lot of mental energy and focus to driving, basically. It's a human-driven, right, activity. And then we're going to be transitioning into a period where we then exert zero mental energy and zero mental focus to drive. We're going to be driven by a synthetic brain, right? A computer brain that's actually helping us navigate, right, this real world. This is a huge, huge major turning point in history where I think computers are going to be taking over a major daily activity that's typically been the responsibility of humans, namely driving. But now we're moving to an era where computers are doing that work on our behalf in the physical world, helping us to navigate and interact in the physical world. This is the start of real world AI in action. And humanity will never be the same again. We're talking about huge, huge ramifications going forward. And then you have Elon Musk. He's not afraid to double down, right? Especially when he sees the opportunity. He's not afraid to take some risk, especially if he thinks the goal is worthwhile. And that is namely transitioning the world to sustainable energy. And everything is moving so fast at Tesla, right? They're going and pushing the envelope. And for those who are focused, let's say, just on human-driven dumb vehicles, I think they're likely going to miss this huge opportunity and not understand what Tesla is doing. Because Tesla thinks, and they are convinced, that we are on the brink of one of the biggest changes ever to happen to society. And Tesla has decided that they're going to go all in on this. So lots of things still could go wrong. FSD could take longer than expected. A dedicated robotaxi could be delayed as well. But on the other hand, things could go, generally speaking, as Elon is predicting. And he set up Tesla to be at the exact right place, at the exact right time. All Tesla cars have got the hardware needed. Tesla's built up, right, their AI team. They're getting data from millions of cars, and their supercomputer, right, training capacity is also growing. And then there's a growing divergence of beliefs. Some people think Tesla will never solve autonomous driving or is in last place. But Elon thinks Tesla could be 5 years ahead of the competition in regards to making a vision-only approach work for autonomous driving. I personally think it's going to be fascinating to watch how all this unfolds. A lot is at stake. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.